From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
On today's edition of Let the Bible Speak, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. In verses 32 through 35, we find a list of various Old Testament saints who achieved remarkable victories over Israel's enemies by faith. The inspired writer refers to God's use of imperfect people to accomplish His purpose, men such as Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah. These heroes of faith faced nearly insurmountable opposition. Yet through faith in the God of heaven and earth, they saw glorious triumphs. In applying this passage to God's people in this day, Dr. Cairns calls Christians to faith in the God who has not changed, who still empowers His servants to do exploits for Him. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message entitled, Achieving the Impossible Through Faith. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Psalm 33 and verse 21. Our heart shall rejoice in Him. Blessed is the fact that Christians can rejoice even in the deepest distress. Although trouble may surround them, they still sing. And like many birds, they sing best in their cages. The waves may roll over them, but their souls soon rise to the surface and see the light of God's countenance. They have a buoyancy about them which keeps their head always above the water and helps them to sing amid the tempest, God is with me still. To whom shall the glory be given? Oh, to Jesus. It is all by Jesus. Trouble does not necessarily bring consolation with it to the believer, but the presence of the Son of God in the fiery furnace with him fills his heart with joy. He is sick and suffering, but Jesus visits him and makes his bed for him. He is dying, and the cold, chilly waters of Jordan are gathering about him up to the neck. But Jesus puts his arms around him and cries, Fear not, beloved, to die is to be blessed. The waters of death have their fountainhead in heaven. They are not bitter. They are sweet as nectar, for they flow from the throne of God. As the departing saint wades through the stream, and the billows gather around him, and heart and flesh fail him, the same voice sounds in his ears, Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, I am thy God. As he nears the borders of the infinite unknown, and is almost affrighted to enter the realm of shades, Jesus says, Fear not, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Thus strengthened and consoled, the believer is not afraid to die. Nay, he is even willing to depart, for since he has seen Jesus as the morning star, he longs to gaze upon him as the sun in his strength. Truly, the presence of Jesus is all the heaven we desire. He is at once the glory of our brightest days, the comfort of our nights.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Thank you. These Jewish Christians were under severe attack from the devil. Many of them were very deeply discouraged. Some of them appeared to be in danger of renouncing their faith and falling away in this crisis. And the whole aim of the book of Hebrews, but particularly of Hebrews chapter 11, is to strengthen them and encourage them by pointing them constantly to Christ. And then by showing them in this chapter that faith in our God looks beyond the immediate, and it fastens on His Word, whether or not relief from any given situation materializes at once. We have started with Abel, and then we have gone right down through the list of great men of God, and indeed women of God, who have done great things for God. We've got as far as Rahab the harlot. And then he stops and he says, but what shall I more say? Why go on adding infinitely to the list of the heroes of faith who have seen great things done through faith in our God and in our Savior? He says, time would fail us. There's just not the time, there's not the space to go into every detail. He says, think of Gideon, poor and weak from the tribe of Manasseh. In a day when the Midianites were like grasshoppers over the land of Israel, in a day when Baal worship had supplanted the worship of Jehovah in Israel, when apostasy and oppression had crushed the ancient people of God into the dust. He says, think of Gideon, this poor, little, insignificant nobody who didn't even have a weapon in his possession. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, fear not, thou mighty man of valor. Thou shalt deliver Israel. And starting with the action of breaking down the altar of Baal and raising again the altar of Jehovah, Gideon did deliver Israel by the mighty power of faith in God. He says, think of Barak. Barak was a soldier, but he was a second-line soldier. He was not a commander-in-chief. He was not a man of great vision. He was not a man of great courage. He was a timorous man, poor again and weak. A man who would only go to war under the shelter of a woman. But yet Barak, despite his timorous drawing back, filled with faith, wrought a great deliverance, and Sisera's hosts were defeated. He mentions Samson. Samson, upon whose faults and failings, and they were many, the world mostly dwells, but upon whose faith the Holy Ghost dwells. Samson slew a lion with his bare hands. Samson could lift the gates of Gaza upon his shoulders. Samson could break ropes as if they were mere thread, cotton thread. Samson could topple a mighty building with hundreds of Philistines inside and bring it crashing down, so that in his death he slew more than in his life, and he did it by faith in the Lord Jehovah. Jephthah, one of the greatest stories of grace in the Old Testament. Jephthah, a man who by birth was shut out by divine law from the house of God. Jephthah, who was the offscouring of all flesh, who was sneered at by his brethren, yet was taken, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, as the Old Testament record says. And this poor man, this who was excluded, was taken by God, filled with power, by faith. He took the field against the superior armies of the Ammonites, and he delivered Israel. We read of David. You would need a whole lifetime to study David. But David, by faith, as a boy, defended his flock. Beautiful picture indeed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Defending his flock, he slew the lion and he slew the bear. I think the reference probably here is to that wonderful day when, still as a young man, he stood in the field of battle with Goliath. His brothers had said, "You've come up here to see the battle." I've often thought that must have been the stupidest thing that any brother ever said. David would have been the age of Methuselah, and he could have stood forever, and he had never have seen a battle, for his brothers were beating their knees together in fear, and the armies of Israel were trembling, and the voice of Goliath was rattling through the valley and echoing in the ears of these timorous soldiers. There was going to be no battle. And David stood forth, took a stone and a sling, and slew the champion of the Philistines. We think of Samuel. You don't normally associate Samuel with mighty deeds of valor and of power. But there was a time when Samuel stood before the children of Israel. And in 1 Samuel, we read these words in the 12th chapter. He says, "Now therefore," verse 16, "stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I'll call unto the Lord, and he'll send thunder and rain, that ye may perceive and see that your wickedness is great, which ye have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking you a king." So Samuel called unto the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people feared the Lord and Samuel, by faith, in a day when Israel was turning away from Jehovah, in a day when the slide into apostasy was again becoming very real. In that day, Samuel stood forth, and by faith in his God, he called heaven to witness. The heavens responded, and the very elements thundered forth the answer of God. And he did it all through faith. Now, we read generally of the prophets. Nathan, as an example, stood before a king and he rebuked him. Micaiah, he stood before Ahab when his life was in jeopardy and he rebuked him. Elijah could call down fire from heaven, and Elisha had the double portion of his spirit upon him. Now, he said, look at all these people and many others. What did they do through faith? They subdued kingdoms. They subdued kingdoms. You think of Joshua, didn't he subdue kingdoms? 31 kings fell before his sword. Think of David, he subdued kingdoms. One of the great exercises of faith is to subdue kingdoms. There's one thing that the Church of Jesus Christ seems to have lost a sense of today. It is that faith in Christ is still meant to subdue kingdoms. There is the kingdom of sin. Man, we need to storm the battlements of the strongholds of sin by faith in Jesus Christ. There's the kingdom of the devil. You look at people and we give them up so easily. We relinquish them to the grip of Satan. We let the drunk remain a drunk. We let the drug addict remain a drug addict. We let the poor scarlet sinner sink more deeply into the morass. We too easily give up the ungodly and leave them to their sin and to the devil. But I want to tell you that faith in Christ will storm the strongholds of the devil. Subdue his kingdom. The kingdoms of this world are yet to become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. I'm not particularly worried about how you're going to place it in your eschatology. I know I'm right. At least, I think I'm right. And that's as well as knowing you're right. But I'm not about to fight with you as to where you place it in your eschatology. But I want to say this, that since I am absolutely certain that the kingdoms of this world are to become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, then we can take the gospel to this world with the absolute assurance that the victory is secure. Let's realize faith subdues kingdom. Inside and outside. Then they wrought righteousness. Now in the scriptures, that really means they did right. One of the great things, one of the great marks of faith, is that you live right. Don't tell me you believe a whole lot of great things when you're living wrong. You don't believe anything the right way unless you're living right. This notion that your belief is all right, and your doctrine's all right, and your living is all wrong, is totally foreign to Scripture. Faith in Jesus Christ will always enable a man to live right. Now, that's not to say he's perfect. That's not to say he'll not fail. Every one of these men failed. And I know that the world, and sometimes preachers, make the same mistake, would fasten upon your failures. And I know the devil would want you to dwell upon your failures. And he would want you to misinterpret what I'm saying to drive you even further into despair and into defeat. But the point I'm making is that while your faith is active in Christ, you will live right. It is unbelief that produces sin. It's unbelief that leads you into defeat. It's losing the sight of Christ. It's having your mind close to Christ, your heart close to Christ, your will close to Christ, your affection close to Christ that leads you into sin. But all faith in Jesus Christ will enable you to do right, however difficult it is, whatever the opposition may be, whatever your own internal weakness may be, whatever the cost may be. Faith in Jesus Christ will always enable you to do right. The knowledge of your duty will not help you to do right. It'll show you what you ought to do, but it won't give you the motive power to do it. The fear of failure will not enable you to do right. Again, it may drive you to try, but it will lead you ultimately to frustration. There is only one key to doing right, and that is faith in Jesus Christ. You have the Lord steadily before you, and you'll do right. You do not do wrong when your eyes and your mind and your heart are fixed on Christ. That's what he's saying.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.